can't believe the news today. I can't close my eyes and make it go away. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Visiting islands this year for the first time, as I've said before on this, my mind goes back to my childhood and my earliest memories about Ireland with my dad saying that all my relatives over there were alcoholics and sounded like this. Hey, yeah, 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 fuck it, hey. Yeah, 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 fuck it, yeah, 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 fuck it, yeah, yeah, fuck. And then, of course, there were the Troubles. Bombing, shootings in Ireland, and of course on the mainland. Birmingham, where I was born, had the Birmingham pub bombing shortly after I was born. And Bloody Sunday happened just before I was born. And I have no memories before I was 10. But, you know, this time as well, just before my first memory, this was the height of the Cold War, the hostility between the Soviet Union and the West. And although I don't remember things, of course the events in the first 10 years of my life have shaped me like no other. And I don't know what it was, but I'm going to find out what it was. But like, you know, like Russia-Ukraine, I break down. I have been breaking down uncontrollably about Russia-Ukraine. The horror, the thought of it every day, and also the fear. And I know the fear is linked to things I was exposed to in my childhood. And the same with Ireland as well, of course. Violence doesn't define the country, but it defines my thoughts about it. You know, I know because of what was happening before I was 10, things I don't remember. And I will seek to find the answers this year when I go to Ireland with my dad. You know, things you can't remember perhaps have a far greater influence on your life than things you can remember. Of course they do. The first few years of your life that no one can remember probably has the biggest influence on your whole life. And here's me unable to remember the first 10 years of my life. What the hell happened? I can only guess. But I know one thing. Here I was in Birmingham. Just born, Bloody Sunday, only a few years before. Birmingham pub bombing shortly after I was born. My mum from London, my dad from Belfast. Irreconcilable differences, troubles. What did I see? What did I hear? And knowing my mom now, catastrophizing about everything. You know, be careful of parked cars, Nathan. There's nothing more dangerous than packing tape. When you're out jogging, packing tape. Everything is gonna kill you, Nathan. Everything is gonna kill you. I know an instance of everything killing everyone. Enjoy that marshmallow, Nathan. Dear old Iris choked on that marshmallow and died. Mom, please, God, we're all gonna die. But to stop reminding me, yes, we're all gonna die, Nathan. It's worth remembering that every second of every day. Yeah, I get it. And so I start to question, how on earth was she reacting when I was a kid? When innocent people were being killed all around us. And the threat of global catastrophe was a clear and present danger, just as it is right now. Maybe that is why I'm breaking down right now. And that is why I need to go back and rake up old graves. I have to do it. We all get to a stage, don't we? Where we have to do it. Where we realise the worst memories we don't remember at all. Lots of love.